Lewis, have you been following this news about Trump and the pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, it's actually quite a big deal, right? So basically, the US is pressuring drug makers to lower prices for American patients.
Exactly, but here's the catch. If these companies agree to lower prices in the US, they might try to make up the difference by charging more in Europe.
Oh, I see. So European healthcare systems could end up paying more for the same drugs, and if they don't, they might lose access to new treatments.
That's the main concern. Experts are warning that this could really disrupt the balance in European drug pricing.
So Trump's most favored nation policy is central to this. I remember reading that it requires companies to charge US patients the lowest price they offer anywhere.
Right, and it's set to impact negotiations with the UK specifically, which is trying to finalize its drug pricing agreement with pharma companies.
So, companies are using this policy to argue for higher prices in the UK. They're worried that if they don't get more from the NHS, the US might force prices down to UK levels.
Exactly, and the UK is in a tricky position because it's already got a system that carefully evaluates drugs for value for money.
I wonder how Europe will respond. They're already struggling with stretched budgets, so they might not want to increase drug prices.
That's right, if they don't raise prices, companies might not even launch new drugs in Europe because the profits wouldn't be high enough.
So Trump's essentially accusing Europe of freeloading on the US healthcare system. That's quite a bold claim.
He has, and it's not without some support from the industry. They argue that Europe should pay more to help bring US prices down.
But the EU would probably struggle to include drug pricing in any trade deal with the US, since member states control their own budgets.
And the UK's deal with the US is a bit vague. It promises to improve the environment for pharma companies, but it doesn't specify how.
So the UK might resist big changes to its drug pricing system. But if it does change things, it could frame it as a favor to Trump in exchange for more investment.
That's one possibility. The UK uses a clawback tax and a strict evaluation process to manage drug costs.
And the industry has been pushing for higher prices in Europe for a while. This policy just gives them a platform to argue more aggressively.
Richard Torbit from the British Pharmaceutical Industry Association even called it a validation of their long-standing position.
But the UK government says it has effective mechanisms to manage drug costs and mitigate supply risks.
And countries like Denmark and Germany are sticking to their positions too. Denmark wants to keep free pricing, and Germany emphasizes evaluating drug benefits for pricing.
So it's a really complex situation with a lot of moving parts. Both sides are trying to protect their interests without losing out.